USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official said he'd toss a coin to decide on a potential interest rate hike next month. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic says he's unsure how much the central bank would raise rates. Specifically, he was talking about either a half point or three quarters of a point increase. Investigators say the McKinney fire in California was potentially sparked by a 60-foot-tall ponderosa pine leaning on power lines. The largest fire in the state, burning over 60,000 acres and killing four people, is still under investigation. A federal judge is getting ready to decide if the affidavit used to execute the search warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Students, activists, and advocates are gathering in Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. to celebrate President Biden's decision to forgive some federal student loans. The president of the National Education Association, Rebecca Pringle, says the federal student loan forgiveness was desperately needed.
For decades, we have struggled with a student loan crisis that holds back our community, our economy, and crushes the dreams of millions of Americans.
People who make less than $125,000 a year are eligible to receive up to $10,000 in federal student loans forgiven. Tennis star Novak Djokovic says he won't compete in this year's U.S. Open. This comes as Djokovic remains unvaccinated against COVID-19 and can't travel to the United States as a result. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Heavy rain led to flash flooding in and around Jackson, Mississippi on Wednesday. Canton resident Leotha Robinson describes the impact of the rushing water.
We got trees growing up in the ditch, couches, chairs, tables, everything down in that ditch, and the water can't go nowhere.
The flooding is so bad in the city that schools were forced to close early. Some residents had to be rescued by first responders, and multiple crashes were reported from cars hydroplaning. A candidate in a Senate race that's drawing a lot of attention is speaking out regarding debates. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The balance of the Senate in November could very well fall into the state of Pennsylvania. The race between Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman. Dr. Oz has called for televised debates for the Commonwealth, and Mr. Fetterman has not committed to any debates. Dr. Oz on Newsmax last night.
The issue really is he's unwilling to come out and defend his far-left radical positions on almost every major issue that would pertain to voters in Pennsylvania, and he's ducking the debates. I've offered and I've accepted five debates from major news organizations, and all he's got to do is say yes to a couple of them. He's probably in previous campaigns agreed to debate, but not this time.
NASCAR drivers getting ready to strap in for some super speedway racing at Daytona International Speedway. The race taking place this Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.